Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Before we begin, I'd like you to just take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to just come back to who you are. Allow yourself to just be present. So you can truly hear what we're going to talk about today. Take a deep breath. Very good. When it comes to attracting positive results and really feeling amazing in your life, how you are using your psychology or your mental health is very important. Now, your mind or your psychology isn't all there is, of course. It's just a part of the picture, but it is one of the biggest and easiest ways to really access your divine nature, to access your ability to feel in the flow, and your ability to really become the incredible magnet that you can be towards more good, more joy, and more love in your life. So today, I want to share with you five ways to really having more of a positive mental health, right? More ways to help you to shift how you're using your psychology in order to feel better, feel joy, and feel peace, of course. So we're going to go through five things, and some of these things you probably already know, but I just have a question for you. Are you doing these things? So please get a pen and a paper out, because you're going to want to write these things down, and of course, you're going to want to apply them in your life. Everything that we do here is all about application. How are you doing it in your life, right? Okay, so let's get started. The first way to start having more positive mental health is to do something I call the love list. Now, the love list is something that I have done with my clients on my live streams and my broadcasts for many, many years. And I also, it's really fun to do it when I'm in a big group of people. It's really fun. But for you, I want you to start writing a love list. Now, let me tell you what a love list is. A love list is writing down anything and everything that you can think of that you really love, okay? So it can be macaroni and cheese, it can be journey, it can be flying to Egypt, it can be watching old movies, it can be anything that really touches you to say, oh, I love that thing. I love running in the rain in New York. I love ballpoint pens. I love watching Meryl Streep movies. I don't know what it is for you, but those things are things that are going to help you to start to train your mind to focus on really positive vibrations in your life, right? Because ultimately what happens with us is that by default, the ego mind takes over, and the ego mind is going to be consciously and subconsciously focusing you on things that you don't like, things that need to be fixed, things that need to be changed in yourself, in others, and in the world. So making an I love list will change your vibration. And as I always say, when you change your vibration, your results change. The results in your life really do start to change. So just try it for a little while. Just try it. Write it down. You can even say it out loud. I do it out loud on my live broadcasts all the time with people. And we're just writing down and we're saying things we love. And take note. How do you feel before you do it? And then how you feel afterwards. Because if you just change a little bit, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. You don't have to go to, everything's fantastic. You don't have to do that. You just have to go to, I feel a little relief. Okay? So number one is to write a I love list. Let's go to number two. Number two is use more positive affirmations, right? This does relate to number one in the fact that most of the time your ego mind is working on all the things that you need to change, all the things that are wrong with you, all the things that are wrong with the world. So you want to start to affirm what is working. You want to affirm what is working, what's in the process of working, and what you want to really achieve in your life. Now, affirmations can be a tricky thing. Let me tell you, they can be a really tricky thing. For example, if you're trying to lose 50 pounds, right? The regular affirmation police would say that you need to create affirmations that say, I am thin, I love my body, and I'm full of energy. When you look in the mirror and you are 50 pounds overweight and you're not full of energy and you don't love your body, what does that prove to yourself? When you say the quote-unquote positive affirmation, there's a part of you that goes, you're a liar. You don't believe that, right? That's why affirmations in many ways don't work. But let me give you a clue. Start to say these three words. In the process, right? So you want to start to say, I am in the process of loving my body, feeling energetic, and feeling healthy, something like that. I'm in the process of having a successful business. I'm in the process of amazing people coming into my work. I'm in the process of having $10,000 extra in cash, whatever it happens to be. Now, here's a caveat to the in the process affirmation. You do need to be doing something because then you're going to prove that you're not lying to yourself. You're actually doing it. You're getting up. You're walking three times a day. You're making better choices with your food. You are saving some money. You're working on your business. When you are doing that, then the affirmation is going to help you to feel better about what you're doing. Right? So you don't have to say, I have $1 million in the bank. Because you know what? You're going to be, many people do have $1 million in the bank, but you might not right now. You might have 15,000. You might have 25,000, right? So if you say that, I have $1 million in my bank, that part of you goes, you're a liar. So start saying, I'm in the process, a positive affirmation to say, I'm in the process of working on my new book. I'm in the process of feeling great about my self-confidence. I'm in the process of really healing my relationship with myself. Okay? So that's number two. Write out and say more positive affirmations for yourself. All right? So the number three way to have more positive mental health is to acknowledge your strengths. You see a theme here? Here's the theme. The theme is that most of the time, you can probably repeat it after me, your ego mind is focusing on all the things you do wrong, all the things you need to do. But we're going to change that. Because you're going to change that by number three, you're going to acknowledge all of your strengths, not your weaknesses. For example, I would say I'm a really wonderful, effective communicator. I am a really powerfully effective good friend. I am really amazing at taking very complicated spiritual and psychological principles and making them very easy to understand. Those are things that I feel really good about. My strength is that I can always bring a vibration up, right? So what are your strengths? And it could be anything. Listen, it could be anything. I know one of my strengths is that I am really good at design, as far as I can see something in a home or in an office and go, that doesn't really fit right there. That needs to move over there. That goes over there, because I have a very visual aesthetic, right? So I look at something and go, nah, it's got to be over there. Oh, over there, right? So what are your strengths, right? What are your strengths? Acknowledge your strengths. Make a list of your strengths. And when you do this, really take it in. Don't just make a list because Max is telling you to make a list, because that's not going to work. You're going to need to really take the moment to breathe it in, to allow yourself to say, yeah, I am freaking so good at that thing, and I'm proud of myself for that. Okay? All right, let's recap really quickly. Once again, we're doing the five ways to have a more positive mental health. Number one is the love list. Number two is use and write more positive affirmations. Number three is acknowledge your strengths. And number four is huge. Number four is huge. Number four is forgive yourself. Take a deep breath. In the Course in Miracles, it says that forgiveness is the key to happiness. And that is the truth. Until you can really start to forgive yourself, the world, and others, you will never be peaceful. You will never be truly happy. Because there will be a part of you that is always, always, always wanting things to be different. So when you want things to be different, it's very hard for you to forgive. So it's impossible. It's impossible for you to forgive. So start to forgive with yourself. What do you need to forgive yourself for? Do you need to forgive yourself that you are not where you said you were going to be when you were 15 years old? Do you need to forgive yourself for having the income level that you have? Do you need to forgive yourself for that bad thing you said to that person that one time, or two times, or three times? I'm not sure. And remember, true forgiveness is not saying that what you did was right. True forgiveness is realizing that what you did and the way you're judging yourself is because you're not in your right mind. Because if you're in your right mind, which means your connection to your source, connection to love, then the chances that you're going to do those things are far less, right? So forgive that part of you that's reactive. Forgive that part of you that wants to have revenge. Forgive that part of you. Allow it to come up. Look at it. Don't push it away. Forgive it. And you know what? This is what I believe. I believe you should start to get into a whole mindset where you're always forgiving. You're forgiving everyone for everything. That's big. When it comes up and you feel that resistance, you just go, I forgive you. I forgive you. It's okay. It's okay. I know you're not in your right mind. I know I'm not in my right mind right now. My judgment wants to judge you. My judgment wants to judge me. But I'm going to choose to forgive anyway. Forgive. Forgiving is truly seeing that there is nothing to forgive. There's nothing to forgive because in spirit, in God, there's only love. There's only love. Anything that deviates from love is not real to the extent that in the big picture, it's really not that big of a deal. So, number four is big, and this is lifelong study that we're talking about here. Lifelong study. So, number four is forgive yourself. And I will add, forgive anyone and everyone for everything. Okay? All right. Let's move to number five. Number five is remember what you have overcome. Remember what you have overcome. Right? So I want you to look back at your life and say, wow, I never thought I would get that apartment, and I got that apartment when I was younger. I never thought that I would pass that test, and I did that. I never thought that I would have the courage to be able to ask that girl out, and I did. I never thought that I'd be able to run a company, and I'm running a company. what have you overcome? You've overcome challenges. You've overcome all these obstacles to have this result, these results. So look back. What have you accomplished? What have you overcome to have your accomplishments? You've overcome, you know, crazy schedules in order to achieve your dreams. You've overcome your lack of discipline. You've overcome falling into being lazy. You've overcome so many things in your life. So this list, this number five, can be a list of your accomplishments. And then what did you overcome to get those accomplishments, right? And really, like I said before, you can write it down, but it's bigger than that. It is bigger than that. You need to really take it in. And when I say take it in, take a moment. Allow that thing to sink in. Because you know what? You've overcome probably a lot more than you believe. You probably accomplished a lot more than you believe. So sit down. When I have people do this for me, when I work with them in my groups and my programs, they are always astonished. Some people say, oh, I don't know, I probably have a neuron. And then you sit down, you talk to them, you're like, okay, what was that? What was that? What was that? And suddenly they have a list of 20 or 30 things, and they end up feeling amazing about themselves. And remember, like I said at the beginning, we want little shifts, little shifts, little shifts, right? Okay. All right, let's recap all of the five ways to have more positive mental health. Number one is to create an I love list, which is writing anything and everything down that you love. You can even say that. And here's a caveat to that, is that you can do that with your kids if you've got kids, because kids love it. I love Ninja Turtles. I love this. I love this. And it becomes a really fun game, right? So number one is the I love list. Number two is use and apply more positive affirmations in your life, okay? What you're thinking, what you're saying, more positive affirmations. And number three, acknowledge your strengths. Number four is forgive yourself, and I will add, forgive anyone and everything, for everything, right? And number five is remember all the things that you have overcome, right? Remember all the accomplishments and what has taken you to overcome to achieve those things. All right? Good. I really believe that there's a million things that we can do. These were just five. A million things that we can do to have a more positive mental health environment in our mind, right? And remember, our mind is not who we are, but it's very important that we understand how we're using our mind. All right. Now, take these five things and say yes if you will apply these this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.